This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. After a year and a half, many students have returned to school in person. Educators and parents hoped being back in classrooms would be a positive change for teens. But people are learning it's not so straightforward. Radioactive's Ruby Lee is a junior at Rainier Beach High School in Seattle. She brings us this story with help from KUOW's Eilish O'Neill. Here's Ruby.
I've been going to school for almost my entire life. But after a year and a half of online school, I feel like I've forgotten how to do it. Socializing after being isolated for so long is hard. Most of the time, I'd rather just cocoon myself and drown it all out. And I'm not the only one.
Hi, my name is Thomas Jamil Foster. I'm a senior here at Rainier Beach High School.
That's my friend Thomas. We have film class together, and we both love coming to school wearing eccentric outfits. He's been the president of his class all 4 years of high school, so he's not exactly shy. But even Thomas is feeling overwhelmed by the return to in-person school.
I feel like it's kind of jaded everyone a little bit, and it's kind of made everyone feel just a little bit more inclined to just be to themselves every day, and just zone into themselves instead of exerting your energy into everybody else.
Thomas lives with his brother, his mom, and his grandma. With a full house during the pandemic, he says he retreated into himself, into his headphones, music, and online communities.
Living with my family 24/7, you just had to, like, learn to zone out.
I'm hearing that a lot from my friends. To make it through the past 18 months, we all learned to zone out. Now that we're back in school, it's hard to unlearn.
It's kind of like, I'm here, I'm happy I'm here, but am I really here, you know? Like it's kind of felt like I've just been in, like, a Sims 4 game almost. Like, and I'm just coming to school. I'm doing my task. There isn't that sense of urgency that I used to have for school. It's not the 10th grade Thomas anymore.
It's no surprise teens are finding it hard to reconnect, says adolescent psychologist Liz Dexter Mazza.
Some kids are still like, I was really comfortable out on my own. I don't want to be connected, so we have to find ways to bring them in.
Dexter Mazza's own son just started high school. He went to his first cross-country meet recently.
I was like, all right, you'll ride the bus, and that's a great time to kind of get to know and talk to the other teammates. And when I asked him about it afterwards, he's like, everybody was on their phone, nobody talked. And I was like, oh, right, because it's so easy to disengage rather than manage any little bit amount of anxiety.
Dexter Mazza says the stakes are high for teens this fall. Anxiety, depression, and substance use among teens increased 30% during the pandemic. The only way out is for young people to recover their sense of community and belonging.
For periods after forced isolation, the anxiety and depression and mental health difficulties that people experience last up to 7 years. We're going to be dealing with the ramifications on the emotional health of our adults and our kids for a long time.
Back at Rainier Beach, Thomas says that as a senior and student leader, he feels like it's his job to rekindle the sense of togetherness and school spirit students used to have.
I felt the weight of everybody's anxiety and everybody's weight of what are we supposed to do next and how are we supposed to go from here. And I felt like if I didn't do anything to help that, I wasn't doing my part.
Thomas leans on Annie Dugas. We call her Miss Dugas. She teaches 9th grade language arts, and she supports student leaders like Thomas, who feel pressure to create the best year ever for their peers after all the time away. But Miss Dugas says it hasn't been all bad.
I've just noticed kids laughing and, like, spending time together and getting excited about having classes and, like, going to lunch. And I do think there's some excitement for thinking creatively and outside the box to, like, create experiences.
When we left our high schools in March 2020, we were looking forward to a 2-week break. Now, coming back into school buildings after almost 2 years, everyone is learning how to navigate this enormous change, and it looks different for each of us. I'm pushing myself to come out of my cocoon more while still knowing my capacity and caring for my mental health. And I wonder if this year will end up being just a blip in time, or if it will change schooling forever. For KUOW and Radioactive, this is Ruby Lee.